He hadn't seen Paul for nearly 2 weeks. He wondered what time he was turning up at the gym, because Paul's gorgeous body told its own story. He was a man who worked out daily. So if Paul wasn't coming in during the morning, when did he turn up? Was it at a time Andrew would be able to rearrange his schedule to join him? Andrew signed more papers and allowed his mind to wander as geological data whizzed through his head. Being the CEO of Cabot's oil and gas exploration paid for more than just the bills, but it was boring as all heck. Still, Andrew had fought tooth and nail to get where he was, and he was not about to let it all slip. He'd been operations manager 2 years before, when Martin Brown unexpectedly had a heart attack. At that stage, the market was booming, and the small company could not afford to sit idle for 2 weeks until Martin was strong enough to tell them what they should do. So, Andrew was promoted to acting CEO, and everyone carried on as before. 8 weeks later, Martin regretfully handed in his resignation, and the board blinked in astonishment. The company was small compared to the mining giants, and the board was made up of 6 family members who didn't really care what happened to the company as long as the profits were good. Andrew was asked to attend the meeting, and Mr. Harvey Cabot frowned at him.
"Did you know that Martin Brown was going to resign?"
"No, sir," Andrew answered immediately and truthfully. Mr. Cabot was in his 60s and very old school. He was a geologist back in the days when geology meant digging a hole with a shovel.
"So what are we meant to do now, Andrew?"
Mr. Cabot looked perplexed. It was immediately clear to Andrew that Mr. Cabot had no business sense at all. Then Mr. Cabot frowned with exasperation.
"Now we have to hire a new CEO. Damn Martin's heart."
Andrew truthfully thought it was the damn cigarettes Martin couldn't stop putting in his mouth, but he kept quiet. Then Mrs. Cabot spoke up. Mrs. Cabot Sr., Mr. Cabot's mother.
"Harvey, don't be an idiot all your life. This man has been doing Martin's job for the last 8 weeks. Don't waste money on recruitment when he can do it."
Andrew's heart began to pound. Would they really consider him for the job permanently?
8 weeks in the job is not enough to judge, Mother," Harvey argued. "Andrew doesn't have the experience that Martin had."
"Good,"
his mother said.
"That means we don't have to pay him as much. Now I have a luncheon with the ladies, so can we wrap this up?"
"Mother, this is more important than lunching with your friends,"
poor Harvey cried.
"I vote we put Andrew in the CEO position,"
said Harvey's wife, putting in her 2 bits.
"He has nice eyes."
"Yes," seconded their daughter. "Can we simply put him in charge so we can all go?" The 2 other board members agreed, Mr. Cabot's other daughter and her husband, and that was it. Mrs. Cabot Sr. directed Andrew to have a new contract drawn up for his position and have it before the board when they met again in 4 weeks. And he did, but he was smart. His contract was for less than Martin's salary, as they expected, but it was performance-based. He would receive the same company perks, but with quarterly bonuses dependent on the company's profits and share options paid yearly. He also promoted the best men in the company on the same type of deals, men who would work for profit. And then he worked damned hard to make the company flourish. 2 years later, he was still the youngest CEO in his field, but he was making a difference. He attended the big parties with Christie on his arm, spoke with bankers, advised politicians, and helped Cabot's grow. And in secret, he dreamed of Paul. 4 hours later, he was unexpectedly looking into Paul's gorgeous blue eyes. It was strange that he could see the color even across the room. Nestled on the banks of the Swan River, the old brewery was an historic site that had been made into a premier bar and restaurant. The prices were expensive, but it was worth it in terms of ambiance and view, and it was a great place to have that special, once-in-a-while, splash-out dinner, or to butter up clients.